Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, even with all this earthquake action, we're still having the Commerce Casino Poker Tournament on August 28th. So come on out, and if you're selected to be a player, then you can play in the tournament and enjoy yourself. But you can always come out and watch.
Now, what's the criteria to become selected?
Well, you've got to be, you got to sign up.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So go to conwayshow@gmail.com, email us, and all you have to do is email us your first name, your last name, and your email address.
That's easy.
That's it. Don't fill it with minutia. I'm on, you know, how great Sam Phillips is.
Oh, why not?
Is Gina hot?
Gina's really hot.
Did Randy really take a crap during the earthquake? None of that stuff. Just put in your first and last name and your email address.
Hey, is Jamie Gold coming?
I don't know. He might.
Ooh, I hope
so. Yeah, he's the World Series champion of poker.
Of 2006.
2006, won like $12 million.
Yeah.
And so don't forget, conwayshow@gmail.com. Conwayshow@gmail.com. And this Friday, a special webcast with myself, Adam Carolla, and Frank Kramer.
Wow.
Now, I don't think Adam Carolla is coming in. But are we going to have him on at 8? Is he going to call up at 8?
Always.
Yeah, Friday at 8. It's always one of the things I look forward to here at the station. But anyway, so Frank will be in.
Ooh.
Sing
Frank
it, Kramer.
Bitch.
Yeah, from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Nice.
And then we'll be doing a webcast live. You can actually see it on your computer if you got one.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And
if you don't, go to a friend's house that has a computer.
Yeah.
Now, real quickly, we're going to play this in the last hour. We just lost track of time. But Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. It's in the news. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't read the script here, gang.
Jesus Christ.
I effed up. Everybody panics and starts
pointing fingers.
Thank God
that wasn't over something I said.
It's in the news. Shh, Tim, Tim, Tim.
Tim, it's in the news. It's in the news.
Tim, shh.
Tim.
This is live. This is live. Please, act more professionally, Conway.
Don't kill the bit.
Be more of a pro.
Don't kill the bit.
All right, please. All right, it is time for news. We'd like to do it every single night, right around 9 o'clock, with Gina Grad, everybody. Look at that.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Tim, Sam keeps trying to get me high after the show.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
No more pot, Sammy. Bad Sammy. That's a bad Sammy.
And that'll happen again tonight.
Yeah, probably will.
All right, Gina Grad, what's going on with that news?
Well, first things first, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but there was an earthquake today.
Wow.
Yeah, a strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.4. It jolted large parts of Southern California this morning, as you know, shaking a wide swath from Ventura County to San Diego and causing very minor injuries, as you're aware.
Jeez.
The quake rattled buildings in downtown L.A. and was felt as far east as Palm Springs. It was centered near Chino Hills, and this earthquake happened to hit right in the middle of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show this afternoon. It did happen during a commercial break, and here is how they reacted to the shaking coming back from break.
All right, here we go. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank around 11:40 this morning. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Stop the music,
yeah,
Steve.
We're still here.
Here's more appropriate music. Shake it up.
Wow.
Everybody feel that little big earthquake, seems like.
That was my first one.
That was one of the longest earthquakes I felt.
That's my first one.
I mean, that went on and on.
I thought Frosty's chair broke.
Well, see, it happened when Frank went to sit.
Oh, yeah, blame me.
When Frank went to sit down, he kind of like leaned on the desk. And when he did that exact same time, I was like, whoa, the desk went up. And then I looked over at Frosty. And then above Frosty's head, the TV was swinging. I'm like,
now we're
holy
in,
cow.
I guess we call this Hollywood.
We're in Miracle Mile area of Wilshire Boulevard.
So maybe it felt differently in other areas where you are, but here it was more of a gentle rocking.
Yeah.
Other earthquakes that I have felt, where I live anyway, in the valley, have been more of a jolt. This is more of a gentle rocking, but it was a doozy.
Yeah, I do have local news on, but they're a commercial right now, so I don't even know where the epicenter is located or how big that actually was, but we have like speakers and TVs hanging from the ceiling in here, and everything was just rocking back and forth. And we're sitting here, and Frosty's like, hey, we're in like the bottom floor of a high-rise building.
I know, and they were like,
and then
we just
stared at each other. None of us even moved.
How come you guys didn't? I got up. I was thinking
if we get up and move, it'll cause more damage. Like,
right.
Okay,
yeah,
it'll shake everything more if we move.
I just froze. I was like,
couldn't you picture the 40 floors above us swaying? How come you guys didn't want to get the hell out of the building?
Right,
I was like moving towards the door.
All right. How come they get the earthquakes on that show?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you get the live breaking news. You get
the car chases. We do. We get the car
chases. You guys, you have, you know, the corner on the car chases, and FHF have the corner on the earthquakes.
Yeah, but earthquakes are always like a, like morning drive or midday radio stuff. You never get like a good, solid ass-kicking earthquake at this hour.
You know what, though? I have a feeling that if it was live during the FHF show today, it would have been dumped anyway, and you wouldn't have heard it because there would have been so many F-bombs in the middle of that. They would have had to dump the whole thing.
I agree. I agree, yeah. Gina Grad.
And I don't know if you heard that, but Heidi kept saying that was her first one, her first earthquake. How long has she been
out here? Which is weird, yeah. Maybe, what,
maybe
10
she
years
was like out of town every time it hits.
This is my number three.
Oh, this is like number four for me.
Yeah. This is a lot for me. This is a lot of earthquakes.
Well, you're a lifer. Yeah. You're from here, aren't you?
Yeah, 44 years of sitting in that valley shaking around. Huh. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Yes. Well, after the jolt today, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger called a press conference to speak about the tremor and to talk about any potential damage this may have caused.
All right.
At this point, I don't think that it was severe. I think that people were scared, obviously, because whenever you feel, you know, a tremor, then, you know, you don't know what that means. Then you see all, you feel all this aftershocks, and so that concerns you. And I think it concerns all of us, of course. But I think that we were very lucky with this one. And I would say that the fires that we have had.
All right, I think we get it.
A Terminator?
Yeah. I think we get it.
You said it was a tremor?
Basically just saying, don't worry, the fires are much worse than the earthquakes.
Yeah, this state's gone through a lot. We have drought. We have fires. We have earthquakes.
We have floods.
We got the worst housing market in 40 years.
You know why? Because we are built on a bunch of Indian burial grounds. And it is the Indians getting back at us because we are on sacred territories. But, you know, call me crazy.
Well, but is Northern California, where Yosemite is on fire, is that an Indian burial ground?
I'm sure there are dead Indians up there, too.
So aren't there dead Indians all over the United States?
No, I think they brought all the bodies to California.
Oh, Bobbo.
No, I'm serious.
All right. So that means that Indian casinos are built on Indian burial grounds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why,
that's why I lose. No, actually, I think those are like the good sacred grounds, and they put all the bodies like where
all
we are.
Right. Right,
under the
please.
Roulette table.
Yeah.
It's
Randy
never
Wang,
a,
you're not funny.
A mystery why chicks with crazy theories are single, huh?
What? How do you know I'm single? How do you know there isn't a line of men at my front door?
Because when they hear that crap, they, they skedaddle. Guys can put up with very few of those.
Oh, listen. Hey, it's real easy. I'm quiet sometimes. And those are the times you want to hang out with me.
Right,
Sammy,
I know.
I'm all about, like, theories and conspiracies, and I hear you. But let me just ask you real quick. Have you heard of plate tectonics?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That might
that?
Tim, don't you think if she knew about plate tectonics, this might explain away some theories of her?
Wait,
you're
why?
Stupid.
They're basically plates that are under the earth that when they move, they cause earthquakes.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay.
And this earthquake
sure.
happened 8.5 miles underneath the earth's surface.
Like the
what Indians
core.
Buried 8.5 miles below the Indians, below the surface?
They are very powerful Indians, and when they're
Jesus
pissed off,
Christ.
They can make things move on top and below them,
all around,
for a 10-mile radius.
They're like Power Rangers.
Yes.
Well, then evidently they're not pissed off enough because nobody died. Nobody got really hurt.
The only thing that we haven't had is the locusts.
I think you give Indians a bad name when you start blaming them for the earthquakes. You know?
Is that very politically incorrect?
Well, I mean, who's next? I mean, blacks are to blame for the fires? What other minority you want to go after here?
No, but
being a white privileged woman.
The Jews caused the drought.
I'm a half a Jew.
Yeah,
hey,
did
now.
The Jews cause the housing
market?
The other half
is
Irish.
Yes,
as a matter of fact.
Irish.
Just kidding.
Dude, no, seriously, there are Native American Indians buried under our sacred ground where we all live.
I have no idea what she's saying.
And we wonder why there's natural disasters here because they're pissed off. They don't want us on their land.
Well, what's the solution?
We all got to move, don't you know?
How many Native Americans are buried in China?
A lot, clearly.
How many?
There's got to be a ton.
11 million worth.
Maybe zero?
Well, there's a lot of Chinese now buried in China.
Oh, God. Dude.
You know what? The earthquake in China was a lot bigger than we experienced here. And if that earthquake, if you were to center that in the United States, you would have felt it from Maine to Arizona.
Oh,
that's
God.
How big it was.
You know, Arizona is going to be the new beachfront property.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, when California breaks off.
Because
the Indians
Bay.
Are pissed.
I don't know if that's true or not, but
watch.
It might be tough to even have like a nice beach house in Arizona.
Yeah.
Because people will think to themselves, wow, will California ever come back? And I'm screwed.
No, California is going to sink.
It's not going to sink.
It's going to sink into the water.
Oh, please, Sammy.
Why do I live here?
Oh,
I'm so scared.
Sammy, let's do all these crazy theories on Saturday night.
Okay.
Or Sunday night. Sunday night?
No, Saturday night. F you. Come on The Single Life and talk with me.
No. Let's have you do these on Saturday
No, I
night.
Want you to come play with
Get
me.
Dad, I got one night off to
You can barely tolerate me twice a month.
All right. Yeah. All right. What's going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, in political news, presidential candidate John McCain appeared on Larry King Live to go over plans he has for his candidacy. But Larry was consumed with cracking McCain on who is his potential running mate.
Wow.
Yes. So that's been the big question in the news lately. Right. Here's some audio of the Republican candidate deflecting the question.
Here we go.
How close are we?
We're in the process. In the process, as you know, if I comment on it in any more detail, then it causes a flurry of speculation. We are blessed with a large number of people who I think would serve not only as vice president, but as president. And so I really can't comment much more.
Do you know who it is?
Oh, no. No. No, really. No.
Whoa.
Two guys at Nate and Al's.
Oh, my God. That is so true.
You know, we really can't comment right now because we're really not sure, but are you sure?
It was harder for her.
Two guys having their bagels and lox at Nate and Al's.
Now, does Barack have a running mate yet?
He's dodging the question as well.
Yeah, they all are.
Okay, when are they finally all going to announce who's running with them?
That's a good question.
Closer to September?
November 12th.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, don't we need to know before then?
It doesn't matter to me. Honest to God, this is like the one year where it doesn't matter to me. Where I think both guys are capable of doing a decent job.
But don't you think the vice president would sway you one way or another?
No.
Because what if the president got killed and then the vice president would have to take over?
Yeah, but you know what? The government is not run like that. There's so many people that they surround themselves with that are advisors that where they make the decision where if like one guy, you know, dies, it's going to be cool.
Well, it's not like it goes back out to a vote. I mean, it does go to the vice president.
It goes to the vice president, yeah.
And don't you think we should vote on the vice president? I think that we should vote who
on
should
who
be.
On the vice president should
yes.
be? Who do you think it should be?
Hillary for Barack.
Oh. Right. And Jesus and Christ. Who for McCain?
Who are all the Republican dudes? Give me a couple of names.
How about that Fred Thompson?
I like him in Law and Order.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's got a hot wife.
There you go.
Okay, I'll take him.
Have him jump it.
You know what, though? Just if you ever watch 24 or you watch any of these shows, do you notice they never even bother to show the vice president? Like, his job is that insignificant.
Yeah, no, they do show him. Oh, yeah, he was plotting. He was plotting against the president.
Only if he's doing something like mustache-twirlingly evil.
No, he was plotting against the president in the last season.
All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, finally, in other news, film star Shia LaBeouf found himself in some hot water when he hit another car in a recent traffic accident. It was actually a very serious collision, but as one witness stated, Shia did his best to do the right thing, and we have some audio of that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Pretty bad.
And tell us who this Shiloh is.
Shia LaBeouf. Shia? He was in the Transformers movie. That was kind of his breakout, you know, leap to the next level.
And Indiana Jones. He plays the young guy in Indiana Jones. Yeah.
And they're saying the
mantle, the torch is going to be passed on to him.
Wow.
So he's becoming kind of a big deal, and he seems like a pretty stand-up guy, but we'll find out.
And also that movie where he was the kid in the house, and he was under house arrest, and there was something creepy going on next door. Disturbia.
Yeah.
Timmy, this is the guy that got arrested for smoking in Burbank.
Oh, cool.
So you're a personal hero.
I like that guy. But it's all these action hero dudes are, you know, you got Batman pushing his family around or yelling at his family.
But this kid's like 21 or something.
And you got this other guy, LaBeouf.
Not watching the road, man.
Crashing on Santa Monica? It was out there in like Sunset.
Santa Monica.
Somewhere in West Hollywood. Near your joint.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a witness to the crash.
He looked more disoriented and shocked more than drunk. His truck, when I got there, it was upside down in the intersection. There was smoke coming out of the muffler. The windshield wipers were on. Shia had a bloody hand, and then there was a girl in the other car that was a blonde girl, and she had blood just streaming out of her face.
Oh, my God.
The guy Shia hit told him you should get out of here. And I never saw you. He said, I never saw you. And Shia said, no, man, I got to stay here and deal with this. It's my problem.
Wow.
I mean, what in the hell? That's a super fan.
So the guy who got hit said, get out of here.
I never saw you, man. I never saw you.
Yeah,
he wasn't that good in the Crystal Skull.
But don't you think they'd track him down eventually? Yeah. There's witnesses. They got his truck. They got his license plate.
Well, yeah, clearly the witness was like, yeah, and he had a bloody hand, and there was a blonde, and she had blood all over her face.
Yeah,
and
if the guy that got hit wouldn't do it, everybody else would.
Oh,
like, Shia LaBeouf just left the scene of the crime.
You know, it must make other actors and actresses in Southern California so pissed that these guys get these huge roles, and yet they're still, you know, tooling around, wrecking cars, you know, yelling and, you know, assaulting their family members.
But we are also seeing now that they don't always get away with it. With that kid from Prison Break's life's over for a
poor
while.
Poor Lane Garrison, that's right.
He went to jail for a while, huh?
How long? A couple years. 3, I think.
3 years?
Yeah. And they just transferred him over to a maximum security facility because, not because he did anything wrong, that's where they teach... I think high school, he either didn't have his, I think it's either college or high school. They teach courses, so he doesn't have one of his.
He doesn't have a GED?
It's either the GED or the college degree.
I doubt he's getting a college degree.
Yeah,
in jail.
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he moved to maximum security prison was because they were offering the, I think it's college courses, quite frankly. Uh-huh. But what about that Brandy? Remember Brandy the singer?
Oh, yeah.
She, I think.
And Nicole Richie with the...
Supposedly.
Yes, everybody's buzzing around and getting buzzed.
Yeah,
all
dude.
All right, now, anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Tim, that's what's happening.
All right, Gina Grad, the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
So, meet you in the parking lot after the show, Simba?
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
I got one rolled for you, babe.
Everybody on this show gets stoned. Everybody. Well, except me, I guess.
And now you're the only one.
Yeah.
It's so cute when we all gather in the parking lot.
I don't like to...
And you stand on the outside of the fringe.
The group, yeah.
Yeah. And you kind of, you know, listen and observe and laugh occasionally. And
thank you very
much. It's like, see you, kids. Got to go home.
Yeah. I'd like to smoke pot more often. I just don't... It doesn't...
Doesn't it do nothing for you?
Sit well with me.
Really? Does it make you paranoid?
Well, I got a 3-year-old kid, and I'd hate to, you know, anything that happened to that kid. I'm like, oh, dude, man, where's the hospital, dude?
No, it does not do that to you.
You got to really be sharp when you got a kid.
True.
I agree. You know, I'm not talking about not taking the edge off a couple of beers when you get home, but...
I think that's probably more impairing than a little puff of a pot.
Yeah, it's possible. But my reaction to weed is too crazy. You know, it's really...
I would love to see you stoned.
Over the top.
You would be really funny.
Thank you.
You're already funny.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, Randy Wang, who is a big man, big Randy Wang. How big are you?
I weighed in Monday at Shape Fitness. I'm 261 pounds.
261
you
pounds.
You lost weight, didn't you?
Yeah.
So you're about like the size of a lineman in the NFL.
Exactly.
Or a lion.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm built, too.
Yeah. And you're in good shape. Every muscle is toned to perfection in that body.
Well.
Under the fat.
How tall are you at 261?
I'm 6'2".
You're 5'9".
I'm 6'2".
You're 6'2".
Yeah. No, he's a tall guy.
He is?
All right. But he went to Overeaters Anonymous website and filled out this questionnaire, took this quiz, and you are considered an overeater.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
By a lot, right?
Yeah, I answered correctly to 14 out of the 15 questions.
All right, let me ask you these questions. And, folks, you can feel free to take this test at home, all right, and see if you're an overeater. And
can I ask, was he stoned when he took this test?
I imagine. Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's stoned.
Oh, okay.
You know, he used to be... When Randy Wang started the station a year and a half, 2 years ago, how long have you been with the station?
Almost 2 years.
I remember then.
Never had to hit a pot, right?
I had hit a pot, but I was still at the point where I didn't know how to smoke it correctly.
Right.
And that was for a whole year where I was smoking it, but not inhaling it. And I'm like, I can't get high off a pot. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I remember when Randy used to pretend that he couldn't get stoned. I'm like, dude, you're not even inhaling. He would blow it out through his nose.
Right. All right, now he's a big advocate. He's got his pot license. He's going for it. All right, but here's the questions for you, gang, and let's see if you are an overeater. All right, and if you are, then there is Overeaters Anonymous, and you can actually go to get some help. And I guess the group meets, and they tell you not to eat, and then you go home and you eat.
But what do you replace it with? Randy, like, if, you know, because when you have an addiction, you're supposed to replace it with something else, like smoking or drinking coffee or doing drugs or
I think he's just going to replace it with more food.
Really?
He loves the food.
I got to fill the hole of my overeating addiction with more food.
All right, here are the quiz. Here's the quiz. There's 15 questions, all right? 15 questions, And maybe we'll ask Jeannie, want to take this quiz as well?
Why not?
All right, here we go. All right, do you eat when you're not hungry? Gina Grad.
Yes.
Randy Wang.
All the time.
And myself, yes. I'm going to answer yes to that.
What about me? Can I play?
Yeah, well, you're skinny as hell. You're not no
But I still want to play.
All right.
Okay,
I want to play.
I say no.
You say no. Mm-hmm. All right, see? There you go. All right, okay. I say yes. I do eat when I'm not hungry. Especially at Jack in the Box. I slide in for a couple tacos. Even though I'm not hungry, it's just something to do.
Yeah, really?
All right. Do you go on eating binges for no apparent reason? Sam Phillips.
No.
No. All right. Gina Grab.
No.
Randy Wang.
All the time.
And I would say no to that as well. All right. do you have feelings of guilt or remorse after overeating? Sam Phillips.
Yeah.
Gina Grab.
Absolutely.
Randy Wang.
All the effing time.
I really don't. I don't. If I overeat, I'm not pissed off or depressed or remorseful. I just enjoy the food.
I'm very disappointed with myself. I'm like, why? Why did you do that? You know, it's like a pregnant snake because I'm so skinny. I look like the letter P. Like if I eat, I get
belly?
Like this. Yeah.
Mm.
It's crazy.
All right. Do you give too much time and thought to food? Sam Phillips.
No. I don't even think
Gina
about
Grad.
Food.
No.
Randy Wang.
What was the question? I was thinking about Jax.
Okay, loves his food, man. All right, and I would say, no, I don't think about food unless I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Do you look forward with pleasure and anticipation to the time when you can eat alone? When you can eat alone?
I just like being alone. Does pot factor into that? Can I smoke and eat alone?
No, do you look forward to eating alone?
Yeah.
All right, Gina Grant.
Not specifically. I'll eat in front of anybody.
All right, Randy Wang.
All I can think about is getting a bunch of Jack-in-the-Box nacho cheeseburgers, taking them home by myself, and chowing them down.
Yeah, there's a big problem going on in the
booth.
I would say no to that, too.
I mean, I don't, like, want to, like, sequester myself to eat, but I look forward to people not bothering me when I eat.
Yeah. I like drinking alone. I don't like eating alone, though. Eating alone is for weirdos. Drinking alone now. Now that's
frosty.
A studly move.
It's for bachelors and crazy cat ladies.
All right. Number six. Do you plan these secret binges ahead of time? Do you plan secret binges ahead of time? Sam Phillips.
Absolutely not.
Gina Grant.
No.
Randy Wang.
I went at Carrie Kasson's party, I left the party at exactly 11:55 because I wanted to leave her house so I could still call the pizza place and get a pizza delivered to my house.
Yeah, he's a yes on that.
You specifically left the party knowing you have to get home and get a pizza.
I looked at my watch, it was about 11:45, and the karaoke was getting a little wild, so I'm like, it's probably time to go, but I better leave the place before midnight. So I got in my car, and I called the pizza guy, and I said, meet me at my house in 45 minutes.
So you weren't even home ordering pizza.
I do that sometimes from Pink Dot or Yummy. Like
I ordered
I'll call
the
my
pizza from Carrie Kasem's house.
Do they know you by your voice?
Yeah.
They do. That's a big problem.
And they also
too.
Probably know his phone number. When he calls, he's like, hey, it's this phone number. And they're like, oh, yeah, Randy.
When he calls the pizza place, the cash register rings. It's not the phone.
Exactly.
All right. Do you eat sensibly before others and make up for it alone? So you have like a salad in front of everybody else and have a big pizza.
Absolutely
alone.
Not. No,
all right,
no.
Gina Grant.
No, like I said, stuff myself in front of anybody.
Randy Wang.
You guys will notice sometimes when people bring food in here, I don't usually eat a lot of it.
Right.
But obviously I'm eating something because
clearly.
Look at my figure here.
Yeah, 260. I don't eat sensibly before others and then make up for it alone. I eat as much as I want, what I want. All right, is your weight affecting the way you live your life, Sam?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. I have a great life and I'm really skinny and I'm agile and I'm quick and I have energy and I run around.
Is your weight affecting the way you live your life? Did you understand the question, ma'am?
My weight is a low weight. And because I have a low weight, I have a great life. So it affects my life really well.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I'm so sorry we let you in on this quiz. I'm going to ask you one more time. Is your weight affecting the way you live your life?
No.
There you go. Gina Grad.
A little bit. I get kind of bummed when I'm feeling fat. Okay. I don't live it up to the fullest.
All right. Randy Wang, is it affecting your life?
Every waking minute since I was 14 and I got my first stretch mark.
Do you think it has anything to do with your car breaking down all the time?
It could.
It's carrying 260 pounds over that can.
That's why my car dies all the time, because it's carrying excessive weight load.
It's just sweating. Sweating to the oldies. All right, number 10. Number 9. Here we go. Have you tried to diet for a week or longer, only to fall short of your goal?
Absolutely no.
Gina Grab.
Yep.
You tried to diet for a week and It's over.
It's over.
Doesn't happen. Randy, have you tried to diet?
Every week, it's a constant thing of trying to diet, then failing, then going to Jack's, then trying to diet, then going to Jack's, then trying to diet, then going to Taco
Bell.
Where does
Shape Fitness fit into that?
Not very well.
When you say Jack's, what does that mean?
Jack in the box.
Oh, okay. So you even shortened that.
Yeah.
They're on a first name basis.
Yeah, now you just call it Jack's. Anytime you have to shorten all your fast food stops, that's a problem.
Well, because it's right next to my house. It's like my neighbor.
All right. Do you resent others telling you to, use a little willpower when overeating?
Absolutely.
All right. Gina Grad.
No, because I probably deserve it.
All right. Randy Wang.
What was the question again?
It says, do you resent others telling you to use a little willpower when losing it?
That's the biggest strain on my relationship with my mother.
Oh, boy. Okay. And what is her first name?
Pamela.
Pamela Wang out there in Valencia. All right. Despite evidence to the contrary, have you continued to assert that you can diet on your own whenever you wish?
Yes, I can do that.
All right. Gina Grab.
Yes.
Randy Wang.
I'm really out of it. What was it again?
Never mind.
Oh, my
God. All right. Do you crave to eat at a definite time, day or night, or any other mealtime? Are you have cravings going on?
Yes.
When does that happen?
Very late at night when I'm about to go to sleep. I've been known to fall asleep with chocolate in my mouth, all over my pillow. Lollipops, a huge wad of gum. Like, I will chew an entire big thing of gum and have all of them in my mouth and go to sleep, and then it'll fall into my hair.
Oh, man.
That's really bad for you.
No, I know, I know.
You could choke.
I know, I know. I mean, I always used to get yelled at when I was younger about eating sweets before bed, but it's this weird thing that I have. I have to have something sweet, and if I fall asleep, I'll wake up 20 minutes later, have to go into the kitchen, find some chocolate or something, and in like a sleepwalk and stuff it in my mouth and then go back to bed.
Sammy's single, guys. Sammy's available.
Sure.
All right, Gina Grad, anything?
Yeah, before I go to sleep, I usually break out the peanut butter.
Oh, yum.
Randy, what do you do before you go to bed?
Here's how bad my late-night cravings are. Now, before I go to bed every night, I eat at least one bag of fast food. But the other day, while I was eating Jack in the Box, I saw a commercial for Taco Bell, and I started getting hungry.
Jesus Christ.
You're hopeless, Randy.
It's a major,
he really needs to go to Overeaters Anonymous. He's like 15 out of 15 or however many
He needs to go to Forest Lawn. Have you ever been treated for obesity or other food-related conditions?
No.
Sam Phillips, no. Gina Grad.
Does Shape Fitness count?
No.
Then no.
All right. Randy Wang.
This is the only question on the whole test that I answered no to.
Yeah, but it's right around the corner, right?
Next year.
All right. All right. And last one. Does your eating behavior make you or others unhappy?
Yes.
It does.
People can't stand the fact that I can eat and eat and eat and I don't gain weight.
All right. That's not the answer to this question we're looking for. Does your eating behavior make you or others unhappy?
Yes. Again.
But not in a positive way.
People can't stand the fact that I can eat what I want. They are very unhappy.
Oh, Sammy.
Am I not playing right?
You just don't get the questions, do you?
I'm not obese.
Does your eating behavior make you unhappy?
No.
There you go. Glad we included you. Gina Grad.
I bum myself out a little bit.
Okay. All right, Randy Wang.
Now, I'm not only just constantly unhappy, but everyone's pissed off when they say, who ate all the effing tacos?
All right. All right, this leads us into, we haven't done this in a while. We got a half hour until the top of the hour. When did you realize you were an effing pig? Was it through a drive-through? Was it the fact, like Randy Wang goes from one McDonald's on the way home to another McDonald's? He's actually stopped at two McDonald's on the way home.
Wow.
When did you realize you were a complete effing pig? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Did you see a picture of yourself at a wedding? Did you realize that you're spending, you're only using now a credit card for fast food because you have no cash? These are all signs that you're a pig. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Sam Phillips is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Out, better treat me right, cause I'm the king of cellulite. Ham on whole wheat. All right. My zippers bust, my buckles break. I'm too much man for you to take.
pavement cracks when I fall down. I've got more chins than Chinatown. But I never used a phone booth and I never see my toes. When I'm going to the movies, I take up seven rows because I'm fat, fat, fat. Tell me once again.